This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And truly, I can say I have found salvation here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, all because of the teaching of the Word of God. And I'm thanking God for the pastor that is teaching us how to live for God, how to keep our salvation, and how to follow on until the end. And I'm thanking God for a teaching priest. I'm thanking God for being in the house of God, being where God is, where the true worshipers worship God. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder, to our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk to you today about being faithful, the faithful in Christ. Before we get to that, the choir waiting on God, our ensemble.
Change or deliverance come.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our ensemble. Thank God we're here again on the Sabbath day. Yes. And we have announcements from our Deacon Fina.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. This is about the faithful. We get into that thought. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Everyone that God sends, they're charged to set before you his word, the commandments, which is the law. Now let's go to Ephesians 1 and 1. I was thinking about the faithful. And we have many faithful in many facilities, but we want to be faithful in the true knowledge of God. And you have saints that are striving, and yet you have saints that are faithful all the time. Even though we're saints, we want to stay faithful and not be unfaithful. Isn't that beautiful? Ephesians 1 and 1, what does it say, Deacon?
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
It's to the saints, but it's to the faithful, because you can be a saint, but you don't have to be faithful. Faithful, but mean in some things, but does the Lord say he that's faithful in little is faithful in much? So you won't be faithful all the time. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Now, what does the sixth verse say?
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us.
Let's go to Psalms 101. Let's go there. 101. Excuse me.
Yes, Pastor.
Psalms 101.
Yes.
We don't want to be in a hurry here.
All right, Pastor.
This is a teaching ministry as well as a preaching ministry. 101 and 6.
Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, mm-hmm. that they may dwell.
Now,
with
God
me.
Is talking about the faithful in his word. Faithful according to holiness. Faithful in righteousness. This is what God is talking about. Mm-hmm. Eyes upon the faithful of the land. What?
That they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me.
Well, that perfect is in there again. And I know that so many hear a preaching and say, well, ain't nobody perfect. But this is what the Lord is addressing. The faithful, that we be perfect. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. He that walketh in a perfect way, mm-hmm. he shall serve me what?
Yes. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house.
Mm-hmm.
He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight.
What?
I will early destroy all the wicked of the land.
What?
That I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord.
Let's read the first verse. What does it say?
I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I
sing. Everybody
sing.
Wants mercy and judgment. Yes, yes, yes. The faithful is provided with that. Mercy and judgment. Now, we're asking for mercy and judgment, but yet the churches teach you can't judge me. The scripture says judge not, but he's talking about the layman, because ones are appointed to judge. And judgment begins in the house of God. So we should look for judgment. What does it say? I will sing a mercy and judgment unto thee.
Mm-hmm. Oh Lord.
Will I sing? But if you are singing a mercy and judgment, somebody's gonna bring it to you. Yes. You just can't say, you can't judge me. No, you're gonna have judgment. Yes. And we should be faithful in looking for it. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Read. Yes.
I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
You can behave yourself way. Ain't nobody got no fault with you. In a perfect way. That's what we strive for. The faithful do. If you're not faithful, you're not striving for that. What?
Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
What are you talking about? Being honest with yourself with a perfect heart. If you some junk, say I'm some junk. But know where you are. Isn't that beautiful? Walk in a perfect way. In other words, between you and God. You know what you're doing. You know what you shouldn't be doing, what you're not doing, right? In a perfect way. What?
I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes.
What?
I hate the work
of them.
So
we have to be careful about, you know, yeah, I know it's a movie, but they're rooting for all the bad guys. Loving it when they get cut. You know, some things you don't need, I'm serious about this, some things we don't need to watch. God didn't intend for us to watch war. That's for warriors to go out there and see those things. That's why so many come back from these war places and their minds are messed up. It's hard to handle things. When you got your child watching all this cutthroat stuff. That's why they, in the very beginning, they said PG. Your child started shooting, guess what? That's what they're going to be, violent. We don't want to watch too many wicked things and enjoy it. You know what I mean? I'm talking about wicked things. I'm not talking about just movies, but you know what I mean? It's like get caught up in blood and gore, right? Okay, just want to touch on that for a minute. What it says, mine eyes. What?
I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes.
What?
I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me.
So we want to be faithful. We don't want to turn aside from the work that God has given us. And God has given every one of us work to do when we come in here. Everybody got work to do. If it's nothing but carrying water. And most importantly, it's working on ourselves. That's our work. Isn't that beautiful? In working on ourselves, we can help someone along the way. That's all good. That's what God is calling for. Faithfulness, right? Yes. Let's go to Luke 10 and 30. Let's go there. Thank God for all of those who have tuned in. You left, Graham? The Graham crackers and all those folks. You want to hear some real teaching? You go and get it. This is the true teaching.
Yes, it is.
But so many don't like to hear it. So many, when they hear it, they're willing to walk away from it. Luke 10:30, what does it say?
And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, mm-hmm. which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead.
I was thinking about it. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Took his raiment, so he must have had something pretty nice, and wounded him. Well, that's what they're doing today. Everything's been done already. Teenagers cornered some children and make them strip the clothes. Give me your clothes. And then left. Same thing. Only thing here, he said, if you lie to me, I'm gonna shoot you. He would have shot this young man. Nothing new. Robbers, they do the same thing, been doing it back then. They're still doing the same thing today. Read.
And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other
side. Now, just to be clear, you got to rightly divide things. They're in the land of Canaan. They're amongst Jews. This is their home. They're brothers and sisters. This is family. But here comes the priest. Now, it's not like us today. You see homeless out there on the street. They have all the aids they need. They don't want to use them. So you don't say, well, I don't know if they're really bad or not. I'm going to go up to them and say, can I help? You don't want to do that. You might get cut.
That's right.
Or you might get jumped. Or you may be wounded just like them. And next thing you know, you're homeless. So it's not that we don't have compassion. This is talking about within your dwellings. When we know ones around and about us that are wounded because of financial situation. Any situation can wound you. Are you going to pass by not like you don't see it? She's like our Elder Batiste. She was wounded with an affliction. But when everybody else was wounded, she was right there.
Yes.
How many came and sat with her?
Right.
How many came and sat with her? Cards. I mean, texting is fine. But who said, can I come over and fix you? Sister Portia, can I come over and help you? Because that's all she's been doing.
Right.
This is what it's talking about. The faithful do their part.
Yes.
But we can talk. But where's the work? Hope you feel better. Well, she would feel better if you come and lift her feet up. If you come and bring her, she feel better. That's the work, right? Read.
And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked
on
him.
It mentioned the priest and the Levite because that's their home. Not so much the Samaritan, but, and really a Samaritan is a Jew as well, naturally so. But that's their home. In other words, that's within their dwelling. And they saw it and just went to the other side. But they ain't talking about the homeless now. Someone that got hurt because of their activity and where they were going. They were trying to go about doing their own business, but something happened and caused this affliction on them. Read.
And passed by him on the other side.
What?
But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him.
Where is the compassion? We talk about it all way. Oh, she has so much compassion for. Where's the compassion for her? Where's the faithful? Mm-hmm. Yes. As I say, week after week, I looked for a great big testimony from our sister Thomas. I missed you. All the work. Thank you for all the work you did. I didn't hear that. But that's the reality. Now, if I don't talk about it, how can we not do better the next time a situation come about? Because a whole lot should have been done, wasn't done. But we want to be faithful and give what we're supposed to give. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine.
What?
And set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn.
I mean, it was
and
his.
Took care of him.
He wasn't looking around trying to find something. He took his own things. That sounds just the way she is, but she's been doing the work with many down through the years. She took her things.
Yes.
Don't ask you money. The faithful.
Yes, Lord.
If one needs something, not ask them to have the money, just go ahead and get it, and then she give it to them.
Yes.
That's what we're going to be, faithful. Isn't that beautiful? Easy to talk, but doing the work is another situation. Read.
And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him,
what?
Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.
Isn't that the way we want to be?
Yes, Pastor.
So, Pastor, I ain't got no money. I can't be like that. Yes, you can. Use what you got, if it's yourself. When I come again, I'll do so-and-so. I'll take care of this. I will work towards helping this out. You know what I mean? Being faithful in what we're supposed to do. When we know about situations, trying to solve problems, alleviate problems. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Go ahead, Sister Reed.
Yes. Which now of these three thinkest thou was... excuse me, Pastor. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among
the thieves? Because it was all about... a smart remark. Let's go to the 25th verse. We mean well, but many times what messes us up is trying to justify our actions, always trying to justify it. Instead of saying, you're right, I'm going to strive to do better. End of story. And if you've done all right, what did you lose? Because that's what we're chosen for. Read, 25th.
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
Now, you know, many times, ones know the answers to many things, but they just want to talk. And that's fine. No problem. I got no problem with that. Sometimes people just want to hear themselves talk. They yap and know the answers already. What should I do? You already know the answer, but you just want to yap. You know, you want some attention. So what did the Lord say?
He said unto him, what is written in the law.
So how many of these preachers keep saying, well, you know, law was done away with, but the Lord is addressing eternal life to what was in the law. So if eternal life is what's written in the law, how do you get rid of the law? That's what eternal life, how you know about eternal life, right? It's been said over and over, if thou want eternal life, keep the commandments. Yeah. That's the law we got to keep. Not the sacrificial system as salvation. It's part of salvation. Read.
And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mm-hmm. and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.
And he had the right answer. He knew all the answers. What did the Lord say?
And he said unto him, thou hast answered right.
Now, wait a minute. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Mm-hmm. Love the Lord all thy heart. That's what the scripture's saying. Having no gods before God is loving him with all your heart. Nothing changed out of that. What?
And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live.
How plain is it? This do, and thou shalt live. It would have been over with, right? What did he say?
But he, willing to justify himself, said
unto Jesus. He wasn't so
Jesus,
faithful. He was trying to justify. All he said, I understand. One said, I've been doing this. He was honest. He thought he was. He said, no, nah, but you go sell that you have. That made him sad because he showed him that he wasn't. This one
said, but he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor? He had to answer how to show love, but your neighbor is anybody you're in contact with. Really, that's your neighbor, right? But as I say, that's why I say when we talk about the homeless out here, we're not talking about people we know have help for their situation and won't use it. I'm not talking about that. God ain't talking about that either. Let's go to Ephesians. No, read the 37th verse again. What does that say?
It says, and he said, he that showed mercy on him, then said Jesus unto him, go and do thy likewise.
In other words, that's what he wasn't doing. He wasn't showing mercy. You go do the same. So he told him what his problem was. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Ephesians 1:1. Let's read that again. We have faithful soldiers in here. And everyone in here from front to back, we want to strive to stay and be faithful. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Read it.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Carnal mind think you're talking about two different ones there, because they're not people, they're spirits. It's the same.
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, which are the same.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
We got to keep our minds spiritual, because our blessings are spiritual, not so much natural. And yet God blesses us with the natural.
Yes, he does.
What he sees fit for us to have. But it's the spiritual blessings. What?
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation
of
the world.
So everyone that's striving to please God, they should find out who he chose before we got here. Mm-hmm. God had a plan. For the foundation of the world, before we all got here, the type of people that was going to serve him.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That we should be holy and without blame.
That we should be Baptist.
Holy.
Presbyterian.
Holy.
Methodist.
Holy.
What? Quaker.
Holy. Yes, Pastor. Holy.
What? African Episcopal.
Holy.
Catholic.
Lutheran.
Holy.
Who else is with Luther? Thor. It was Thor, wasn't it? No, okay. Give me another one.
Catholic.
Catholicism.
Holy.
Judaism.
Holy.
Sadducees. Thank God. Read.
Yes.
According as
he hath
chosen us.
in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
In love, Galatians 6 and 1. We want to have love. And the faithful, we have it. We just want to make sure we continue in it. 6 and 1, Galatians.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. This is also the same thing. What Elder Batiste was taking in was a fault. Mm-hmm. It's a fault. But it wasn't her fault. Mm-hmm. Or it could have been. Because she was lifting and doing things probably the wrong way against her body. She was overtaken. But we want to restore. We did our spiritual. We don't want to come over there and start every 5 minutes. How you feeling? You know, it's not wisdom. You can go and be a bother to her if you're not spiritual minded. Read.
Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
Lest you be tempted what?
Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Isn't that beautiful? We want to make sure we're taking care of each other, helping each other, and don't get frustrated because they need a cup of water twice in 5 minutes. Get a little, so now, Elder, I can bring you an ice box and sit it next to you. That ain't faithful. Somebody call you twice, say, can you bring me another straw? I can take you to the factory. Yeah, you don't want to act like that. That's you don't want to act like that. Go ahead, read.
For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
So we want to be faithful and think right to where we are. Nobody is no more than the other. Let's just wait on God to use us when it's time for someone to be used and not worry about how often somebody else is being used, right?
That's right, sir.
For all of those that's watching this, which maybe is one or two, that's fine. The Lord's saying, but not many. Our sister Anna made some lamb that was just working. Lamb and chicken. And I've been tearing that lamb and chicken up. Now, we don't want all your other bakers out there to have a problem with that and start flooding the pasta with all kind of lambs and chickens and stuff. Because I don't have that many refrigerators like that for that kind of stuff. Let's be glad for what others are doing. And by the way, we all need to cut these sweets down. We need to cut things down now. Summer's good and over with now. And we're coming up towards eating time. But we're not a part of that. No. Let's just kind of bring things on in. We got more sweets today, but let's bring it in, right? Yes. Don't bring me no more sweet stuff for a while until I ask for it.
All right, Pastor.
Which may be tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
But let every man prove his own work.
That'd be different. We got to prove our own. We got to take inventory. What have I been doing? And the next thing is, we always have ones that are going to have to move. You don't sit there now. You move, you sit here, and you sit there. Let's be acceptable with change, because change come. And let's be acceptable with that. And let's not get all out of sorts because of change.
Yes, Pastor.
Meditate on that. Read.
And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another.
Isn't that beautiful? Rejoicing in yourself alone and not in another. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 13 and 1.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, Lord.
The ensemble, they sang beautiful tonight or today. Yes. That's what we want to do. We want to wait on God. That's what we want to do.
Pastor, what scripture are we going to?
2 Corinthians 13 and 1.
13, yes, Pastor.
This is the third time I am coming to you in the month of two, of two or three witnesses shall every word be established.
What?
I told you before and foretell
you. That's not saying many times. When we have situations and you have two or three witnesses, why we just can't accept the situation? That's how we move ahead. Let's not get paranoid and think because two or three witnesses, somebody's against me. They're against a way. And we want to be faithful and receive what we need to receive. What else was Paul saying? I told you.
I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time.
What?
And being absent, now I write to them which heretofore have sinned, and to all other that if I come again, I will not spare.
What?
Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking
to
me.
Now that's a funny thing. The faithful believe. But the unfaithful, they only believe when this, what's spoken is a benefit to them in their eyes. But all of a sudden, when it's against them, they seek a proof of God speaking in you. Like one said, God led me over to the facilities, blah, 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 blah. I said, okay. Then when I told her what to do, she said, well, I got to pray about it. Well, you were led over here to get instructions. We don't want to be here and not receive the instructions and follow through with the instructions. We want to be faithful to what we're supposed to do. And not wonder, well, I don't think Pastor knows what this is. Pastor don't know anything. It's supposed to be God. I believe what's spoken to me. What about you? That's what Paul is saying. What did he say?
Yes.
Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, what?
Which to you word is not weak.
But you, I got faith. Oh, God came to me. Now, if God came to you, why wouldn't he come more to the leader?
Right.
If God is using you, I had a mind to do. God led me. Why wouldn't God lead the leader over you? Because God only will tell you but so much. That's what communications is all about and being taught. Read.
But is mighty in you.
But is mighty in you. Mm-hmm. Read it again. Since ye seek
a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you.
But is mighty in you. Mm-hmm. Fifth verse.
Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith.
That's what we strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We're not here to bash any body. We're here to bash false doctrine and false ways that's not like God. Isn't that beautiful? We want to examine ourselves, make sure we're in the faith.
Beautiful.
We're doing the right things, that we're faithful. What? Know ye not?
Prove your own selves.
Mm-hmm.
Know ye not your own selves.
What?
How that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates.
Except ye be reprobates. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Luke.
All right.
19 and 15.
All right, beautiful.
Thank God. 19 and 15.
Yes.
Stay with me. We got a few turns. Yes. A little few turns you come to, and sometimes you make a turn or two, you get lost. Say, so I don't follow you, Pastor. Stay with me. You get there.
And it
Luke,
came to
19:15, what's say?
And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money.
What?
That he might know how much every man had gained by trading.
Isn't that beautiful? We that are faithful, God want to know, what have we gained with the word God gave us? So, well, I got more patience now. I got more tolerance. I got more this. I got more that. What have you gained? Because God wants to see the returns. You know how God gets the returns? He set the situation up and he wants to see. I want to see the returns, the fruit. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds.
10 pounds. No, listen, if that ain't capitalism, I don't know what it is. Lord, give you something he wanted. Let's see it grow. That's capitalism. That ain't socialism. So I've gained 10 pounds from the one. What?
And he said unto him, well, thou good servant.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.